This is the Alternative Media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended Constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth. The puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the New World Order. Prepare yourself. This is the Alternative Media.
We're back on the Alternative Media Fair. In the studio, I've got Dave in Nevada, Blue in Tennessee, Dan in Washington, and Mike in Colorado coming up. So, Dave, I'm going to give you the last word. Always appreciate your call. Always insightful. And thanks for joining us tonight.
Yeah, real quickly, this is really essentially speaking, of course, we have different like details and circumstances, but essentially this is a replay of the Civil War. In other words, this is ostensibly, on the outside, it looks like it's about black versus white or slavery or oppression, but it's not really. It's about, really, it's about kind of like states like Texas that want secession, and I think that's what they're afraid of. So they have to do a replay of the same kind of circumstances that they had in the Civil War, which, by the way, was, to my knowledge, the first step in moving towards a communist style government that we're in today, because, you know, people are kind of into that whole 14th Amendment thing. But it is kind of in the same way. It's the same elements that we had back in the Civil War. But I'll just leave you with that to chew on.
Hey, thank you so much. Thank you so much. And also, I think as long as they keep us divided with the whites against the blacks and the blacks against the Hispanics, we never turn our attention to anyone else that maybe is really behind the scenes pulling the strings. Blue in Tennessee, yep. How are you doing?
Hey, guys.
Hello.
All right. The reason that I had called them is I went to the website, the Daily Stormer. All right. And there, up on there, I found that there's actually a petition at the White House. And it is to list Black Lives Matter as a official terrorist group. Now, I know boys in the TBI, which is Tennessee Bureau of Investigation. They've already told me that these guys qualify for this. And they're looking in here in the state of Tennessee to qualify them for that. So, I'm not saying to sign your real name, but if I were you, I would just come up with an additional email address, make up a name, and sign the petition.
Yeah, I'm looking at that. There's 37,578 signatures. They say they need 62,422 by August 5th to get a response from the White House. So they need 100,000. So, yeah, you can go to dailystormer.com and scroll down on the left-hand side, and you'll see it. Actually, I had read that earlier and admit to, I didn't print it, so I didn't get around to doing it. But go ahead, Blue.
Well, I was actually on the main White House site, and it was 43,000. I had already signed.
Okay. All right. You're on the White House side of it. Okay. Because this could be...
Yeah,
this could be a couple of days old or whatever that I'm looking at them.
I don't take any prisoners, honey. As far as the millennial that you just had on air, God love him. I mean, there are some of us that have been in the spot for such a long time. And we see what's going on. And I understand that you're just now beginning to see the pieces of the puzzle that are coming together. But don't look at us that have been in the fight like we're fools and that we've given up. We're just waiting for the next attack. And then we will strike. You know, I am watching things that I was told one day. The very first time I got involved in this, I can tell you exactly where it was. It was the Chinese restaurant that they were, and they had a private room. and it was resistant at that time. They formally took down and arrested a lot of people over. And I'm watching things at that meeting. That one time, that one meeting, that one day that I'm watching are coming true right before my very eyes. You know, I know a lot of you guys out there hate Jones, but man, I've watched it, and it just keeps coming true. If you've never seen the Obama deception, my little millennials, watch it. Because you'll see everything that's come true if your eyes are wide open.
How long ago was that meeting for you, Blue?
For me, it was 2007.
Guys, a lot has changed in the last 8-9 years. That is for sure.
Yep.
From my perspective, covering it, I mean, it still blows my mind that it can change as fast. Just like the story there with Barack Obama going to use corporations to bring more refugees into the country. That gets no mainstream media coverage whatsoever. If you stood on the street corner and asked the next 10 people that walked by, they would not know that, you know, unless they're really searching out the news. And that's one of the saddest facts is how you've got a whole segment of society that's completely uninformed, but yet think they're informed. How do you overcome?
I have met the greatest patriots in this country, and out of this country, they came to my community because we were fighting so hard. You know, I've met Sheriff Mack face to face. I've met Nigel Farrell. I have met the producers of the documentary. I cannot remember this man's name because he was there with his wife. They did the documentary against Al Gore, and actually pulled his movie out of school in England. Came to my community. I took donations for people to come to this meeting at the amphitheater down in downtown Knoxville. I helped create the first Tea Party movement. The problem is with the Tea Party movement, and it was said straight, they're going to weed you out and break you down so you cannot economically compete. And that's exactly what they've done. They have withered us down to be able to make a choice, quitting, helping your kids go to college, or standing your ground. That's your disposable income.
Well, the Tea Party,
and it's a horrible choice to make.
The Tea Party movements here in this part of North Carolina, which were huge there for a while, have just petered to absolutely nothing. Hey, let me give you the last word. I'm getting several phone calls stacked up. I want to keep Dan and Mike, give everybody a chance. Anything else you'd like to add?
Just when you're trying to herd cats, just remember, salmon works well, and don't let the Tea Party die, because we are a formidable stance against what's going on. Do not let yourself be withered with fear.
Hey, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Dan in Washington, Mike in Colorado coming up, 1-800-313-9443. Dan, how you doing tonight, sir?
Hello,
Dan.
Oh, hey. I didn't know if you were going to break. Hey, just, did you say one of the companies helping refugees, did you say that was Chipotle?
Yes, sir.
Like Chipotle Mexican Grill, or?
Let's see, Chobani, Chobani.
Oh, okay. I was thinking it was that Chipotle, because I was going to say that was suspicious, because they got busted for you know, food poisoning and having illegals. But I just like your show. First time I called, I just was listening to Patrick Slattery, and they got me listening to you. I don't know if they're coming back or not. But I agree with you. I don't think Hillary, I don't think anything was ever meant to come with that email thing. I think Gunwalker, you know, that scandal came out about the same time, and to me that was a bigger scandal, you know, when they were shipping the guns to the Mexican cartels. But I think both parties were involved. So to get it off the limelight, they just kind of have this email thing going, which it just seems to, I just don't, she's too high up the chain of command to ever get busted, as far as I can tell, and I just don't think anything's going to come of it, kind of like you're saying, it's just political. But,
yeah, you know, anyway. You know, just like Fast and Furious, they have all these hearings, they have all of this political theater, they have all these talking heads about what might happen and how much time they could get and blah, 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 blah. And then at the end, it's just like this one. They just call a press conference to say it's insufficient evidence or whatever, and then it goes away, and then they move. You know, it's like Benghazi. It just moves to something else that, unless some lowly peon, you know, gets slapped on the wrist or does some time, it moves on to the next thing. I mean, a lot of this stuff is really predictable because it's so utterly corrupt. I mean, it's just sickening how corrupt and in your face corrupt. I mean, they don't even, I think they used to kind of try to fake it a little bit. Now it's just in your face. This is corrupt and we're doing it. And you just choke it down, Mr. American, because you're not going to do anything about it anyway. And you don't, you're powerless anyway. So, and I think it's disheartening because I know a lot of people, Dan, that used to, you know, kind of be involved in politics or the Patriot movement or whatever the hell you want to call this. And, but Ron Paul and just so many other things fall by the wayside time and time and time again until they just throw up their hands and say, hey, I just, you know, I can't affect any change. I know I've felt like that many times, too. What about you, Dan?
Oh, yeah, totally. I mean, that kind of got me into the white nationalist thing because it's kind of like, you know, unless you're like David Duke and you look at who runs the media and what's behind that until you, like, focus in on the root of a lot of this stuff. I mean, that's where it's all about with me, just focusing in on Jewish control of the media right now because nothing's going to get... But to me, the media is like psychological warfare. I canceled my cable. You know, I refuse to give those people any of my money. Like you said, they'll bring up an issue, they'll never get to the bottom of anything, and then they just move on to the next issue, you know. And to me, I think it really is like a psychological warfare operation, or, you know, I can't deal with it, so it gets discouraging, you know.
And too, Dan, once you kind of wake up to the message that David Duke delivers, for me personally, you start looking back at, like, Bonanza or Get Smart or Wonder Woman or Hogan's Heroes. You look back at some of this stuff you grew up on, and you've been being brainwashed with propaganda the whole time, especially with regards to World War II and Germany, racism. I mean, just constantly, yeah. You've been awash in it, and that was a shocker for me personally.
Yeah, me too, totally. You're exactly right. I was talking to my friend about that, and it's like even the whole feminist movement thing where you had, like, who's the boss, and then you had, like, Murphy Brown, and, I mean, they engineered the whole thing, you know, to me, just to, like, destroy the family, and they've done a good job at it, you know, like, little by little, you know, like you're saying, the Bonanza, that's where they started, or... I think after World War II, we were basically conquered, you know, and it's pretty much been a Marxist psychological warfare operation for like 80 years, you know. And
Absolutely. So, and we are just the latest result of that. And now this society, and I'll get your opinion, Dan. Hang on for me, Mike. But when you look at, when you go out in society now and you see that so much of the society is homosexual, a large part is race mixed, and then you got the, I know I go out in society and I think it's the reject cast, the Night of Living Dead or something, you know. We're a society in rapid decline. We're not moving up, we're moving down, and people just have blinders on to that or something, because I tell people every chance I get, hey, we're a society in rapid decline. Look around here. Tell me.
I see it everywhere I go. I drive around the country, and you just see the. It seems like the white women, especially out west, you know, in the liberal areas, I mean, they're just, you know, like you're saying, race mixing, single moms, feminists, you know, left-wingers. The guys are gay. You know, the only happy families you see are basically Mexicans. You know, blacks are just, I don't know what they seem to me to just be declining even more. But I heard you guys talking about race war earlier, and I don't think it's going to happen, because if you're from the Northwest like me around Seattle, half of these cucks, they would volunteer to be targets to the blacks just to show that they're not racist. That would be the race war. They could have Rachel Maddow convince all these people just to stand out there and be targets, really. But it's tragic. And combined with the collapse in economy, you go to these towns, you know, like Reno, Nevada, or even where I live, Spokane, it's just decline. The heroin epidemic's hitting. You know, that's another thing. No one investigates where all the heroin's coming from or where all that money's, you know, from Afghanistan. And I feel like we're under attack. I mean,
We've got meth really bad here. I'm in rural now. I'm in rural, you know, I'm where you ride around and see cows. Meth, heroin. I would have never thought I'd see heroin in a small community in which I live. You're right, there's not much talk about it at all. I love it when they frame somebody for child porn, but they never, ever, ever arrest whoever it is that's putting this child porn on the God blessed internet. Have you ever seen them arrested? But they'll find some hapless fool or some boob and claim he's looking at child porn and, you know, and ruin his life. But whoever put it on the internet's never busted. You know, always asking that question when that comes up in the news. But my message is white people have got to unite. And until they're willing to do that, isn't the gosh darn thing going to change? We're coming up on a break. I'll give you the last word, then we're coming back with Mike in Colorado. Go ahead, Dan.
No, that's about all I had to say. I don't want to depress you anymore. but the heroin and the meth and the obesity. I mean, you know, if you're a single guy and you're trying to meet a white wife, you know, out west, I mean, there's probably only about 10% of them that are even dateable, you know, and then it's tragic, you know. You almost feel like giving up sometimes, but you got to keep fighting, I guess, you know. And
well, keep looking out there. I found one. I didn't think there was any left, but I found one. And Monday when I put on my Aryan Pride shirt, she went and put hers on too, and off we went. And so they are out there, but you have to, keep looking. Just keep looking.
Hey, all right, have a good night.
Hey, thank you so much. 1-800-313-9443. We got Mike in Colorado, then Betty in North Carolina. Mike, how you doing? The break's going to come up, but we're going to hold you through it.
Hey, Farron, I'm doing good. I called one to say I'm glad to hear you got your feet back underneath you. You sound great tonight.
Hold that thought right there, and thanks for the kind words. We'll be back in moments.
or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. There's more money in treating symptoms. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
FoodForLiberty.com sells high-quality, storable foods from Numana. And right now, take advantage of our summer special. Purchase 2 family packs and we'll send you a Pro Pure Water Pitcher, a $70 value, free. This premium pitcher is ideal for use with just about any water source and removes more contaminants than other brands. And it comes with a filter that lasts up to 2 full years. Whether you need to be prepared in the event of an emergency, you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, Numana is known for high-quality, great-tasting, GMO-free, super nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. And with a 25-year shelf life, you can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. Go to foodforliberty.com right now for great-tasting, high-quality, storable foods from Numana. Buy 2 family packs and get the Pro Pure Water Pitcher free. It makes good sense to be prepared. Get it at foodforliberty.com.
We are back on the alternative media. If you'd like to call in, 1-800-313-9443. Back to Mike in Colorado. Mike, are you there?
I'm here, sir. So I'll be pretty brief. When the house is unlivable and condemned, it doesn't make any sense to be pointing out that the walls are broken and the pipes are broken. You either tear it down and start over, or you walk away from it. And I think the alternative media has done a good job of telling everybody how the house is broken. But as individuals, I think we need to make some choices right now. We either walk away from the system completely, or we tear it down and start over.
Hey, you know, that is a great analogy. And it, I have said for years on this broadcast and others that the system is so completely broken and so completely corrupt that the only solution is not to try to fix it. We've been, you know, playing around with that for decades, apparently. It is to abolish it and replace it with something that actually represents the people rather than the banks and the corporations. And so I'm in full agreement with you. The question, though, is, Mike, unless you know of some group or organization that I'm unaware of, I don't know where that movement is at.
Well, no, and then there is no movement for that, because I think we're all stuck in describing the problem still. And it, when enough individuals either withdraw their consent completely or start to build something new, it's not going to shift. And I think that's how the first revolution came along. It wasn't that all these great minds that we revere got together from the beginning, Thomas Jefferson started doing his own thing, and the other guy started doing his own thing, and then Patrick Henry came along, and they all said, well, wait a minute, we all think the same way. We better do something about this.
And you know what I call what you're doing is, instead of discussing the symptoms, you are diagnosing the disease, and the disease is the fact that it is just so cancer ridden and corrupt that the carcass is dead. And I think you're right, and I'm guilty of the same thing. I mean, pointing out the fact of how broken the system is, but talking to people locally, they shy away from when you start talking about the whole thing needs to be abolished. They see that as so radical, but in reality, how Mike can we continue down this road with the racial division we've got, the bankruptcy, the corruption? How can we ever think that we're going to move into some sort of a really good economy and lifestyle and a safe environment? It's not going to happen. The recipe dictates that it's only going to get worse. And that's such a sad testimony. It makes it sound hopeless, but I don't mean to sound hopeless, but that's how it looks.
Well, sure, and when you're faced with something like that, whether you're riding a motorcycle and you know the bike's going down, or you're in an airplane and you know you're going to have to pull your parachute, it's time to act. It's not time to feel bad about the fact that you're going to crash. It's like, okay, we're crashing. There's got to be something we can do about this. And I think there's enough intelligent people like yourself, and don't ever beat yourself up for pointing out the problem, because a lot of people still don't know we've got a problem. But once you're at that point where you know you're in trouble, it's time for action. And I'm not calling for revolution. I'm not calling for anything violent. But we've got to change course, or we are going to run into that building.
Amen. I agree with you. It just, it throws me back to running for office. The people got the letters in the mail. They saw a face on TV constantly. They didn't know anything about that face because it was a complete newcomer. But because $770,000 was thrown at it in a small little area here, only about four counties, they ran right down and voted and turned a blind eye to anyone or everyone else that was offering an alternative point of view. It really was a shocker to me of the herd mentality at its utmost, all bought by money. And that is another, obstacle in front of us that I did not know was quite as big as it is. Hold on for me. We'll wrap it up on the other side. Then we got Betty in North Carolina coming up. You're listening to the Alternative Media Fair. I'm back in a moment.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Poor water quality is a major health issue, and it's only getting worse. Municipalities can't keep up, standards have dropped, and pollutants are increasing. Where does it all end? It ends by keeping the pollutants outside of your home with HydroCare's advanced systems available at Wave Home Solutions. No less than the best purification materials and processes have been developed by HydroCare to provide you with healthy, clean water for drinking, cooking, and showering. HydroCare far surpasses the competition in removing chlorine, odors, iron, lead, chemicals, limescale, and much more. Don't settle for less when it comes to your water. We'll take care of the toughest water problems for you, whether it's from a city or well source. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 888-997-WAVE. That's 888-997-WAVE. Or go to bestwater123.com. That's bestwater123.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
The alternative media. I've got Mike in Colorado, Betty in North Carolina coming up. Go ahead, Mike. I'll give you the last word. I always enjoy your phone calls. You've got a really good perspective on the reality in which we live in. Unfortunately, as sad as that is, it's still really good to have it, I believe.
Well, thank you for saying that. That's gracious of you. Your broadcast brings out the best in me, but I think we need to start as individuals, make our choices, and reach out from there slowly. I was really glad when you said you didn't realize how big it was when you were running for office. This is a big, demonic monster that we're going to have to fight. But I also believe that Creator God put us all here at this time for that fight. Humanity is worth saving, and even the ones that we dislike, they're still worth saving, and we just have to take it one step at a time. It's the old adage, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. And so when we get down or when we get whatever, let's not do that. Let's just look for our opportunities to make this a better place.
Amen. Well said, my brother. Well said. Hey, thank you so much.
Welcome. Thanks for taking my call. Take care.
Betty, patiently holding. Betty, how are you doing, my friend? I hadn't talked to you lately.
And, oh, you've devoted so much time and energy and etc., etc. I don't know how to say thank you for all you're doing. I got a couple of things. Are you following this trial down in Clayton, Georgia?
No, ma'am.
who is it? It's, what's his first name? Swanson and Judge Nully. And they confronted the commissioners and insisted the three of them be arrested. And the sheriff comes in, and who else comes in besides that? The chief of police and the district attorney. And this happened on July 5th, so it's not very old. And then, of course, the next day they got notices that they couldn't enter any governmental building without first going to the police and the police accompanying them there. Well, that kind of thing is kind of basic. What has happened, I think, in the last day or so is that Judge Nully has said that a federal grand jury, as opposed to, you know, this county level, a federal grand jury is where he's going to take the case. And a federal grand jury, we're all ignorant about grand juries. I'm sure I understand now there's only about 24 states that have them, but that ignorance is inexcusable. And if we'll get educated a bit on this and then hopefully apply this approach to the Bundys and getting them freed. You know, there's no excuse for them to be where they are and to expect everything to go bad with them. I think we can do better than that. And the second thing that I wanted to touch upon is June 26th, where they had the sit-in, you know, with the 170 Democratic sit-in in the legislative building. And what they did was broadcast that nationwide, and the televisions all picked it up with one damn little cell phone with the Periscope program put on the back of a chair facing the podium, and then the guy who owns the cell phone, the representative, leaves and goes and talks to CNN someplace else, and the whole nation watches that whole procedure for 24 hours on that one little cell phone with a Periscope program. Now, that portends for the future, I think, much hope and much opportunity. And it's an area in which we need to be educated. And then I have one third one I'm going to dump on you, if you'll forgive me. And sure, that is that we talk about a constitutional Republican form of government, but it's not much use to use those words and not preface them with the fact that it's a Christian, endowed, inalienable Bill of Rights that comes before the Constitution or beyond, both before and beyond. It's the Christian law that we should be fight for the right we adore. That's what we're going to have to identify, not just say it's anything less than that or any other source than that. It's not just we the people, it's not just rights, but it's where the rights come from and the fact that Christ is in your thoughts and your words and your actions. And now I've dumped on you enough, and I'm sorry to go on like that.
Oh, you're just fine, Betty. And I can tell you just from my recent experience, if you go out in public, if you're being interviewed or what have you, and you start espousing Christian European heritage and the founding of this country, one, people's jaws drop, and two, the media immediately spins that into you're a racist. It really is. They have really made this successfully because people just they run like cockroaches from a light.
They also run from Aryan.
Yeah, yeah, they do that too. If they think that they're going to be called racist, and it amazes me that that is people's biggest fear, is that someone might call them a race when they're not doing anything that's racist or saying it. They're saying the truth. The truth is what we're saying here. And but it is that whole mindset, brainwashing, propaganda program from TV and media and from their, you know, the people they associate with. But hey, thank you so much. Thank you so much, Betty. I always appreciate your phone call.
Thank you so much for everything.
Bye-bye. We have Robert in Missouri. Robert, how are you doing, my friend? I hadn't talked to you in a while.
Yeah, hey, welcome back. You know, it's funny that you come back right at this time where basically they're going operational with the Red Terror. And, you know, that, folks, just get it through your minds. This is the first rodeo with a Red Terror. They've dumbed down the public far enough now to where you're going to see Cheka, NKVD, Red Terror operations start across the country. And you can see with this latest operation in Dallas, I got a real bad feeling about it. But this is the proxy armies of the forces of evil on the planet that are been cranked up and let loose now onto the United States. And, you know, and I heard the one guy talking about, you know, abolishing the system and then just totally destroying it and building something else. Well, when I see people, let me find somebody that's smarter than Jefferson, Washington, Adams, and the rest of those guys, and then maybe I'll get on board. But until then, until I see somebody on this planet that's walking around right now that's smarter than the designers of the original system, then I'm not going to get on board. It's too bad. And that's the way I feel. And so, if you want to press reset and nuke everything post-10th Amendment, I'm cool with that. But to scrap my Anglo-Saxon, white, Protestant-founding fathers and think that some buffoons running around on these streets right now are going to design something better, it's not going to happen. Now, here's the problem. You've got a lot of people that are incapable of living in a free society that are walking around amongst us. And so we have to prepare ourselves for other things, but never lose vision of our founding fathers, because I think that's just once you do that, I mean, you're not even a man anymore. This was the best system probably ever designed, and for any of us to think that we can construct something better as far as just a system to run a landmass the size of where we're sitting right now, I think it can't happen. We just have to keep people out of the equation that are going to destroy the system on purpose. And who knows what the future is? It lies, you know, with all of us. But here's the thing. You know, God, the creator of this whole thing, he's still there. Everybody's got, you know, getting real agitated, and, you know, like the Bible says, men's hearts are going to fail them for fear of what's going to come on this planet. But, you know, those of us that have this faith that, you know, once you have a faith in the creator of this planet and the entire universe, it's not a big deal. Look what those Russians face. Look what those Vietnamese face. Look what those Chinese peasants face. You know, we're when you look in the mirror and look at what we've thrown and trashed, the gifts that were given to us, man, we kind of deserve it. But at the same time, a lot of us, all of us hardcores here that listen to this network and other networks, you know, this is the time of trial. And the last thing we can do is shrink from it. We've got to be bold in the face of it. You know, that's the way I talk on the radio, on my show on Sunday nights, on this very network. And if you don't listen to my program, I suggest you guys listen to it. I'm on from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. And, you know, my program is big, and a bunch of people post it all over the Internet. And you know what? This is the time that the prophets talked about. And you know, stand in the evil day and the hell with it and be a man. But don't chuck the founding fathers and think that we right now can design something better. They flooded our country with people that are incapable of grasping what the founders gave us, and that's unfortunate. And it's going to be a bloodbath, and we have to prepare to get our blood spilled and probably to spill a bunch of blood out here. And we didn't ask for it, but who the hell cares? It's like people, you know, we didn't pick this race war. The Zio mob programmed their little golem armies, the Black Lives Matter, the Wahhabi Muslims, the La Raza brown Mexicans. They cranked them up against us. And what we have to do is stay on point, keep exposing the evil works of darkness, and that's our mission. We got to be those watchmen on the wall and keep doing that, because our brother's blood will be required of us unless we keep doing the exposing the evil, and that's what our duty is. And so a lot of us, we feel helpless because there's only so much we can do as an individual, but that's your duty. And you know, don't lose hope. God's still on the throne, and that's why I want to throw at everybody, because you know, there's a lot of chaos coming our way. You know, all this stuff with the cops. You know, they militarized these cops. They put them in MRAPs. They gave them Goon Squad Darth Vader uniforms to use against us. And so they kill a bunch of white cops because they got these federal proxy co-intelpro gangs like the New Black Panthers. They kill a bunch of them. They want to drive us into the arms of Darth Vader cops. But we got to realize, hey, this is a psyop. This is psy warfare they're using on us. And we can't get sucked into it completely. We've got to keep our sophistication. We're smarter than this. We know what's happening here. And so that's just what I wanted to throw at you in the audience, Farron. And I welcome you back to RBN, man. And I just wanted to say hi and throw my two cents in.
Well, hey, thank you for the kind words, and always love your commentary. Very insightful. Well, let me ask you this: this is the one thing that really seems to trouble me. It stays on my mind in light of, and I know you see what's happening, I see what's happening, and we see what's on the horizon. The one thing that really concerns me is the inability, it seems, even on a small local level, I hate to say white people, but any organized group, whether it be all white or not, doesn't really matter to me, but people that are on the side of right, willing to really organize and unite in the face of what we see is inevitable, but they just, in this area where I'm at, they just absolutely will not do it. Maybe it hasn't got quite there yet. Maybe we got to go a little further, but it just concerns me that they're not, you know, they don't feel the need as of yet to organize and work together, in light of what we see on the horizon. Is it that way in the area you live in? What do you make of that?
Well, here's the thing. The cards, the decks are stacked against white people that are not Marxist, collectivist, limp-wristed leftists. You look at the way that the big social media giants tolerate the left and their terror operations, whether it's Antifa, whether it's the New Black Panthers, or any of them, they're almost coddled on the left. The left terror is really the model they want to take down the country. So anybody on the right that has any kind of militancy, there's 50 to 100 times more federal hitmen and media hitmen that are going to come at you. And so we have to be 50 to 100 times smarter. We have to learn how to use certain kind of language in certain kinds of tactical situations. And then amongst ourselves, they're already doing it. I work, let me just say, I work in St. Louis. When I'm around my fellow brethren of the European extraction, we could talk completely differently than we do when there's anybody else around. And we've learned this tactical maneuver already. And so there's an underlying kind of sleeping militancy that's going to arise among white people. But what we have to watch out for, Farron, is some synthetic control mechanism sitting above that, trying to pull our strings in the way of basically the Kosher Nostra to try to do their bidding Israel's bidding, the greater Israel plan, all that in the Middle East and in here. They want to use us basically in their little war. And they're trying to exterminate a large portion of us here in all of our white countries in order for them to solidify their control. And so it's a real sick thing when they send all the hardcore spec ops white boys over to the Middle East to kill their enemies, while at home, once you take the uniform off, then they want you dead. And so we have to realize it's kind of a dual battle we're fighting right now. It takes a thinking person to really, really dig into this, but white people are getting pissed, but they're driving white people into the arms of the police state, and so
hold that,
that could be a real backfire.
We're coming up on this break. Hold on. We'll wrap it up on the other side.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice, my mother was down with some sort of fever, people at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Robertson Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Robertson Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Robertson Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
We're back on the Alternative Media. This is Farron in the studio, joined by Robert in Missouri. Robert, I wanted to give you the opportunity, in light of everything that's happened this past week, share with us anything you'd like of a guest or what you're going to be covering tonight where I'm at, but tomorrow night.
Yeah, well, I'm going to be the guest on Renegade Broadcasting with Kyle Hunt for a little while tomorrow night, so if you want to check that out. And then I'm going to do my show for 3 hours from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. Central. I'm going to be covering and deconstructing a lot of the stuff that's coming out now from the various, let's just say, different angles, okay? They're trying to tie Muslims in with this cop shooting in Dallas, saying that A bunch of kind of Wahhabi types own the parking garages where the so-called snipers hit people. They're tying this Jeff Hood, this preacher down here, kind of a gay Chrislam type, Southern Baptist Islamic sympathizer. He was the one that organized this march and led the march right to where the so-called firing happened. But people need to realize, folks, don't get caught up on whether, oh, there were nobody killed, there were people killed. You got to look at the entire operation. Remember this about terrorism. And I read this last week on the air from the Little Drummer Girl. Terror is not meant for the people that they actually carry the operations out on. It's meant for the audience, okay? That's all of us that are watching these things. And so when you see any kind of terror incidents, whether it's the new Black Panther sniper division like we see here in Dallas or any of these other things, now I think there were some copycats. One of them happened here in St. Louis in Baldwin, Missouri, where a cop got shot. Now they want to create copycats off of probably a synthetic operation. This is sophisticated psychological warfare that basically deep, sick, twisted, degenerate criminal elements that have had their hands on levers of power in our government, they're the ones running this stuff, like Orlando and the rest of these. And so this is what I try to dig deep into, and this is what I kind of try to been covering in the last couple months, because they're throwing operations at us, Farron, at such an extremely quick pace that it's hard to even keep up on it as a researcher, and I know you're feeling the exact same way. And they want to put us into an almost an intellectual fetal position because they're hitting us with so many things across so many spectrums that they just want people to get paralyzed, and that's what we can't do. But stay a thinking person, realize that, you know, we're at a time right now, we're all called to be here, and stand up in the face of it, and don't shrink back, and we all just gotta, you know, gird our loins and face it, and this is what our duty is, and expose the evil works of darkness, because that's what all this stuff is, and I know you feel the same way.
Absolutely, absolutely, and it is, I mean, it has just taken off. 2016, it is just, I mean, it's constant. It's just, and you almost, in a way, it's so much of it, I see where people could you know, become kind of numb to it. It's like, oh, it's just, you know, I've seen this so much. But you're right, terrorism is for the audience, and it does have that crippling effect, because I mean, I have family that's like, you know, we need to have at their local church, they think, you know, they need security because of what happened with Dylan Stormroof or whatever, just the constant barrage of endless mayhem, and that's what we're living in. But hey, thank you.
Think about this, Farron. There's the other side of the coin to this terror that they just popped off. They want Black people to start murdering on large numbers of law enforcement. And George Soros and the Rothschilds and all the Zio mob are sitting there laughing, wringing their little hands at their little golems that they've created, their little monster army, through decades of indoctrination and victimization mentality, to where now they're basically trying to turn these little idiots loose on society with their, you know, low IQs, impulse control problems, and now they want to turn them loose on our law enforcement and all of us that are Europeans. They want to turn them loose, and they think it's funny. And this is the real thing we're facing, is a golem army of basically the supremacist thugs that are really running the levers of power, and especially music, media, news, which they all own. And look what they've created, Facebook, the whole thing.
Absolutely. Well said. Well said. Hey, thank you so much for calling in tonight.
All right.
I appreciate it.
See you, man. Bye.
That is Robert Revolt. Tune in to him on Sunday nights on RBN. Very insightful. Support RBN. Until next time, this is Farron saying, when they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.